Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slaba about Kelowna being selected as a stop on the 2018 RAGBRAI route. This is part one of a two-part interview.
Now that it's official, the route from Sigourney to Iowa City, how does it feel for, you know, Kelowna to be the meeting town?
Good. You know, I think we're excited about the opportunity to showcase our community and what we have as well as those other communities in the northern end of Johnson County or Washington County with Wellman and Riverside. You know, it's something new for us, so we're a little bit nervous in what the expectation is going to be and how that's going to proceed. But I think we're excited to have a lot of riders through our community that day.
I don't know myself if Kelowna's ever been on the route for RAGBRAI in the past.
We have never been neither an overnight or a pass-through community, so this is going to be a first for us. I know Riverside had it through there in 1989 when the last time they were in Iowa City, so they've got a little bit of background, but you know, obviously things have changed since then. And I think Wellman has had a little bit of experience in seeing some of the overflow, but I don't think they've been a pass-through either, so it's going to be a big learning curve for all of us, but TJ and his staff at RAGBRAI do a wonderful job of communicating. And on April 7th, we'll go to Ames and we'll get a packet, and it'll kind of give us kind of a roadmap of how to get from April 7th through July 27th and do it in a way that showcases your community and hopefully has some of those businesses and nonprofits and so forth that are able to make some money that day as well to use for the betterment of their individual group or business.
What has the Kelowna community feedback been, you know, as far as, I mean, discussions of RAGBRAI have been going on ever since the first route was announced?
So, you know, it's been a mix. You know, there's a lot of nervousness just knowing what it's going to take. But overall, the field's been very positive, and this is a good thing for the community to be able to really, you know, to get a good segment here in town that's going to see what we as a community have to offer. And I think that's the important thing. You know, not every entity is going to benefit the same that day, but we as a community can put our best foot forward and ideally use it as an opportunity to let people know what Kelowna has so that when they're in the Iowa City, Cedar Rapids area, that they choose to spend a half a day or a day in Kelowna to visit our shops, restaurants, breweries, you know, historical sites such as the Village and so forth. So, you know, we're excited. It's economic development. It's tourism. So we need to look at it that way. And I think our community will embrace it.
Has any plans or decisions been made on as far as Kelowna, where they want to have the riders be and so forth that day?
So we've informally talked about it at our last council meeting, but there was no formal action. So really the next step for us is to, on Monday night, they'll have more discussion on it. We are also holding a public meeting for anyone that's interested to learn more about it or offer input, guidance, and so forth. That'll be the 21st at 7 o'clock at the Kelowna Public Library in the Velma Scola Room. And we'll hopefully take an hour, maybe 90 minutes, to really talk about kind of the framework of where we see ourselves and, you know, kind of vet it with those in attendance. And then we'll go April 7th, and at that point we'll really try to solidify the route, what amenities we're going to have, where those are going to be. You know, being a meeting town, we also have to accommodate, you know, the support vehicles for those riders. So, you know, we need to come up with a plan on where that's going to be and how to link them to the activities. So, you know, that's what we're working on. We're also establishing a website. We are working with collaboration with Wellman and Riverside to hopefully come up with, you know, kind of one area where the riders and the public can go to see what each community has and you know, not try to duplicate efforts so much and try to come up with some efficiency. So we have staff that are working on that right now to come up with a website that we could go live with in early April that would allow those riders to see what we're going to have and see any changes or so forth, try to communicate that way with them. We'll have social media sites online as well here in the near future.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slaba about Kelowna being selected as a stop on the 2018 RAGBRAI route. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.